Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, everybody. It's the first Monday of Black History. But even though I celebrate my history all year round, because I am blackity black, 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 365 days and 366 in leap year. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Happy February 6th, the first Monday of the month. Also, the fourth published versary of Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. Brooklyn's very own LSO is not just an author of the product line of three self-published erotic books, so much more. Add inspirational, empowerment, speaking, writing, advising, spoken word artist, and back to acting. Yes, LSO, hashtag love yourself organically. But let's not forget the fourth book, which is inspirational. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regret. I so enjoy everything that I do and everything that I plan to do. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Yes, you heard it right. LSO has a talk show, and there's so much more on the horizon. Y'all just wait when I bust out, and y'all be like, hey, and I'm like, hey. LSO's creative diversity captures you and introduces you to the outside-the-box experience, encouraging you the freedom of reflection, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space for your imagination's truth, and seeing beyond a space of your true self without any judgment. Her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and truth. Either way you get it. I'm choking on my spit over here. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. The key thing is enjoying it. LSO ignites your soul to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown, all your senses captivated and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. So, come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time to get ready. Why? Because this evening we are talking to the vendors that will be at the pop-up shop on February 11th at Creative Overflow 1580 Pickin Avenue. Yeah, we have vendors in the building. And tonight's topic is, we are in the building, vendors pop-up shop ready. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LS Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. And remember, thinking may be necessary, but don't worry. LSO has the paddle and whip already ready in her collection. But the first up who I'm going to introduce you to, she has it in her collection as well. So either way, you are covered. As you know, LSO ain't doing the show by herself. You know, she has D. Smith riding with her, doing a collab. You know, the Shy, the Shy D and the BK Treats, you know, bring that together. We have the NY Shy combo. But this evening, he has some other obligations. And, you know, we set him free to do his other obligations. But y'all know he always comes back. So tonight is just LSO and the Vendors. So first up, we're going to bring her straight on out the gate. We have, first, I'm not even going to tell you her name first. I want to tell you what we call her, and then I'll tell you her name. We call her the Supplier. And why? Because her and her products ain't no liar. Listen, Linda, listen to me. When I tell you her products are the truth, you're best to believe. Because if not, she can vibe you on low and you still good. So imagine if you go on high. Listen, we call her Lady Owl. We call her the Supplier, but her name is Iris Dudley of Love Winks in the building. Iris, how are you this evening?
Hello, 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 everybody. I am doing wonderful. I am doing great. Thank you for allowing me on your platform.
Listen, wherever I am, you can be also at any time. So there's not one place that you cannot be. Even that place, too, you can still be there. So how are you this evening? Talk to me. Talk to me. How are you?
I am great. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for tonight. I'm ready for Saturday. I'm getting everything together for my peoples. This is the season of love. This is Black History every day. And I just want people to be full of love, excitement, and pleasure.
Oh. Okay. Well, when you say pleasure, what do you mean by pleasure?
Well, pleasure, if you're breaking it down, is pleasing her, and he can do that, and she can do that herself. So it's more like getting your mojo back. It's more like excitement, being happy, satisfaction, any day, all day. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. So before we go any further, I want you to give us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and why you got started. Just, you know, let us come into your life for a moment.
Okay. A little bit about me. I have been in the industry over 20-something years, close to 30 years. And outside my corporate, this is something I got into this because I wanted to make extra money. I wanted to do something of my own, and I wanted to have some control. And I also wanted to share products because I'm a person that likes to share and see other people happy. So I wanted to get into a business that I can gear to anybody, both sexes. Some of my products, yes, you can use on under 18, age 18, and that would be, I would give that more to the spa line. That would be there. Anything of the adult would have to be 18 and over. And I got into this industry because I love it. Not only that you can make money in this industry, I got into it because it was a way that I can be me. I can express, I can go in character, I can express myself and make money and build a franchise of my own at the same time. And when you say no judgment, there is no judgment. You know, I get to teach, I get to educate, I get to share different things, I get to open up someone's mindset, whether it be alone or whether it be a couple. So when I can share something that I love and make money, I love that. I love that.
Well, you know, I've been with you for a minute now. Actually, you're my sister, my big sister. But I've actually been to quite a few of your shows, say when you put on a show, you put on a show. It's an entire production. And I don't care if you have one person or you have 25 people. The show is still the same. The show goes on as if, you know, that one person is 25 people. And you make everyone feel very, very comfortable. And as, you know, we say here on the show, no judgment. And it's truly no judgment when it comes to you and your products. One, how you discuss your products with those who possibly may want to purchase, as well as introduce to some and also reintroduce to others. So, you know, y'all, if y'all haven't been to a party, I think you should make sure to have your own so that you can experience what I'm telling you right now. So is this like your passion, or do you find joy in it? Tell me about the products and what it do for you and what it do for you when you're explaining it to others.
Yes, this is my passion. This is my passion because I made it my own. Once I understood what the products are, and just to, for those who are introduced to me tonight, are not sure about my products, and those who are aware of it, Love Winks is started out as a party plan, which is a home-based party, a show. I call it a show. Most people say a party, but I call it a show because I set time frames when I could come. I go into the home, or if they want to do a center where they are, and the host is whoever puts on the show, she gets to invite as many friends as she wants. What I love about this, men are welcome to come and attend in Love Winks because I want the men to learn, because, one, not only are your men your big spenders, they also help. It helps along with couples because a lot of women that, you know, usually come, they are scared to buy certain products because it's like, oh, my man don't like this, my man don't like that. So into the presentation and having fun at the same time, I let them know that don't be discouraged with that. Men are saying no because they don't understand. Anything that you haven't been introduced to or made knowledgeable about, some just going to say no just for the sound. But you have to be in it to enjoy it. So most people say you be like Lotto, you be in it to win it. But when you come to one of my Love Winks show or have a show of your own, you be in it to enjoy it. This way the men get to see it. And over time, a lot of men have started coming out because now they are more educated and they see what the products can do. In my line, like I said, I carry spa products, which is oils, which is soothing. You understand? For those who don't not into the toys, that's what I love about Love Winks, because if you say, well, I'm not into the toys, that's not for me, that is okay. I have something for everyone. I have spa products. We have lotions. We have creams that you can use, you know what I'm saying, for those who's tired, those who are stressed out. We have everything just to pamper you and to relax you. Then if you want to take it up a notch and you want to go more into the, you know, the sexual part, and you want to go deeper with your partner, we have games. You know, it's incorporated in what you do in your home. And this games and using, like, different toys, like I explained to the men, these toys are not to replace you. They are an enhancement. You can use it, you know, together because it brings out, it helps men, because we already know most men are not communicators. Now, you do have some that are. But the ones that are not and the women can't get them, you can start that off slowly by introducing different games. Games we have to make them ask questions. You understand? You ask a question, they give you a response. And you're learning and earning at the same time, and then you're having fun. So that's what I love about a lot of these products here, because then I'm only, you know, not as, say, a teacher in the classroom, but I'm a teacher in the home. And then it's more privately. So when I do the presentation, yes, like LSO said, I'm going to give you a show. So if you want to see what I do, come out Saturday to the pop-up shop and watch me. Just watch me. Because, see, I relate to my business. I do a theme. Whatever the theme is, I fit the theme. So I get you in the mood where we are so you can be relatable and you can feel part of it. And it's just not me standing here, you know, talking to you about different products. With my products privately, you're going to taste them. You're going to feel them. You're going to see how things work so you can pick out what's best for you. You know, I tell the ladies, Use those five senses on the men. We already know men are turned on just by looking at you. You know, with the lingerie and the outfits, I have that as well. But let them touch you. Let them smell you. Let them taste you. And this gets them open up more, and more couples, you know, are finding that this is an icebreaker to communication. And that's what everybody wants, really, in a relationship. You want to be able to know what you're thinking somewhere, and you're communicating, and you're having fun at the same time. A lot of couples that I have over the years are telling me, some people name me the love doctor. I have been told by some people that they've gotten pregnant off my products. Now, will everybody get pregnant? No, it's how you use it. It's how you use it and when you use it. You understand? So that's what I love about this in the home. And also, you just want to have fun. You want to have downtime away from everything else. The hostess, what's great for her, if she doesn't have much money, she still fit in. You host a show. You have to, all I need you to do is get the people. Bring your people there, your friends or whomever, 18 and over, and I'll take it from there. And then the hostess will get to earn free products. So if you see some things that are expensive, have a show of your own. And guess what? When your guests come and they start spending and purchasing, you earn free items. And as well as anybody else who wants to have a show of their own and just wants some downtime or some girl time, you know. And like I said, I do couples show as well. And now the industry has changed now. We have so much now different things going on. So you really can't say my man, my woman. I just use the term partner. So everybody will fit in. And everyone have a great time. And, you know, they book me. We have shows. I do different things. But one thing I really don't care too much when I do my shows are strippers. I'm a show all by itself. And I really, you know, try to avoid that bracket because it becomes time consuming. Usually I try to get my shows to, like, you know, maybe 2 hours. Depends on how many people you have, and if you extended to ask me, you know, then you could just order individually. You can go on my site and you can order. You could just call me. I usually keep products at home, and I can meet up with someone. If you're close to me or family, then I can invite you, you know, to my home. And if you need some products or whatever for a gift, I'll give you your own private show. I have everything laid out and set up for you, and you could just pick and choose, and we could discuss what's best for you. So that's what I love about this. This is my passion. This is Iris being Iris. This is supplier being supplier. And I enjoy it, and no one comes up and say, ooh, you know, with a negative thought on it. It's all enjoyment, like I had a great time, and I learned, and we learn from each other. We learn from each other. So that's what I love about Love Links. That's my baby.
I was going to ask you, do you give private shows? I mean, I know for myself personally, I've had private shows, and there have been times where I called you and was like, oh, I need X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 and I'm showing up at your house whatever time it is because I need something, whether it's for a basket personally or whatever the case may be. And you're readily available. You can be knocked out sleep, yet you still make yourself available. Now, if you can use this full-time with you, like if you were to leave everything else behind and just do Love Links, would that interest you to do it that much? And how educated are you on the product? I mean, is there a class that you have to take, or is there a session that, you know, a seminar that you have to take in reference to keeping you abreast of the new gadgets that may be out, or two, the proper way of using them, or how to clean them? Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. The first part of your question is, would I do this full time? Yes. Opportunity allowed, that's what I'm working on. Now, but you already know how the economy is. That is my future goal, to transfer out of corporate and to do Love Links full-time and maybe even down the line start up my own. But, yes, that is a goal of mine, but I'm not going to make that move until I can duplicate my income now and more consistently over a year and a half. Once I know I can, the money that I'm making now, even if I double my money, understand, then I could go into, but that is down the line. Now, as far as the products, yes, we do have education for those who want to you know, come in. We are educated about the products. We have classes. We have conference. We have, like, what we have going on tonight is Love Wings University. Every first Monday of the month, we all get together. We go, you know, you explain, you know, you have different ones come on and talk about the products, how they used it, how you can incorporate it with that, the education of how to use it, how to clean it. And also what Love Wings offer is that when you buy your products, you can go on and see a little descriptive on my website. The book gives you a little descriptive. But what I love about it, excuse me, when you're buying it, especially if you're talking about the toys, you get a little card that comes and they give you instructions how to use it, how to clean it. And most of the vibes now are USB. We are moved away from the batteries. Very few toys you may find out that have batteries. Mostly everything is USB plugs. So it will tell you which ones that you can use in the water if you choose to, or the shower, and other ones they'll tell you that you can't. So there is education behind everything. Next month will be our new drop, the new products that's going to be incorporated into there. And you'll get training and demo when you go to the conference. And when they come back, they always have, like, every day we have what's called Sweat and Swagger. My outlaw, all the big leaders, the board members, they have on a group of teams, and they will come in, they do demos, they have it open for question and answers. And on our website, we have team groups that's already set up. So if you're not sure about a product, how to use it or what to do, you can always tap in. You can call them, you can shoot in a message to them, and someone will respond back to you. You know, like I said, we get cards on how to use it. And then I also read up on my own. I do extra reading up on it and dig into the products because, you know, not only Love Wings have it, maybe another company has something similar, if it's not the exact. And most of them, you know, pretty much go the same. So, yes, there is ongoing education. If someone decide that I want to do this, but how will I explain? Yes, you'll be able to explain because you'll have training, you'll have me, and you have other ones that are in the business that will work along with you to keep you up to date so you can be knowledgeable about your product. So when you go to do your presentation, it's easier that you can explain to someone who hasn't used them or someone who has used them, but different ways that you can get enjoyment out of them that can be used, and also how to store and keep them so they can last longer.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Also, people, please be sure whenever you purchase any toy or adult novelty, please be sure to purchase the cleaner as well, because the cleaner is very important that you clean your item before and after every use to make sure that you're not transferring any bacteria or any, you know, to you and or your partner. So be sure that you do that. But tell us where they can reach you, how they can tell us where they can reach you, how they can reach you, your website, your social media. Give us all the information. So what if those who cannot come to the show, how can they find you and still be able to enjoy your products?
Okay. Before I start, what I want to add to that is, as far as like using the toys, like you said, yes, you should use a toy cleaner. That's one thing that when I'm speaking about the products or if I'm doing individual orders, when you buy a toy, it is best that you must use a toy cleaner. They have the solution that's designed to clean them because, remember, they are material. So you must have a solution to do not use soap. I tell everyone, you cannot use any type of soap because it can destroy your product. It's material. And you also must use lubrication. We do have regular and we have flavored. You also must use, some women tell me, I don't need that. I'm naturally wet. You know what? This is a material. You must have lubrication and you must have the cleaner. So I advise that you get that, you know, to incorporate that when you're using these toys. And again, once you're talking to me and whether it be a show or whether you're just making an order, I will always tell you to get that set together as a package. Now, you can reach me, the platform I use, I mostly be on Instagram. ideas. Most people said you can find me on Instagram as Ladypreneur, and I spell it L A D like David, L A D I I, P as in Peter, R E N U E R. I know Preneur spells the other way, but I put U E R so I can keep the name. So you can find me on Instagram under Ladypreneur. You can find me on Facebook. It's just my regular name, Iris Dudley. You can look me up under there. My website, if you want to go on Love Wings website, is irisdudley.lovewings. Love Wings is one whole word, L-O-V-E-W-I-N-X as an x-ray. irisdudley.lovewings.com. And that'll take you directly into my website, and you can shop on my page. You can reach me by phone, 929-338-3563. You can also, if you want to shoot me an email for those who may be out far, you can shoot me as Miss Iris, that's MSIRIS501 at gmail.com. So I'm pretty much, you know, like I said, I'm up. If I don't get back to you right away, it's either I might be doing something, but the majority of the time you will hear from me. You know, any questions you have, if you want to go on my website and you want to view, that's fine. Browse my website, but I always tell people, look on my website and call me before placing your order. This way I can help you with your order. I can help you get what you're supposed to get for you and actually what you're looking for so you don't get up there and stuck and you're talking to an automated system or you're just clicking away. Okay. So I can guide you through it. Yes. And if you decide you want to set up a show on your own, hit me up.
I want to say thank you so much for coming on. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, she will be at the pop-up. And you never know. We have so much fun at the pop-up. Anything is liable to happen. Fout and do, who knows. But
oh, I got some stuff packed up coming. I'm coming locked and loaded, so be ready.
We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come on back to the other vendors. Thank you, Lady I'm the supplier, Iris Dudley. Thank you, Love Wings. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
Will be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Right. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. Right. The best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye? I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the size of an eraser. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Gentlemen, we are back. We are back. Like I told you, we're going to have these vendors up in here talking some good shiznai. But I'm just giving y'all the, you know, the heads up. So come Saturday, you can be familiar with some of the vendors. Well, next up, we have J-Mac of Virtuous Eatery. But I think his assistant is going to come on because, you know, when you when you know, you're in a lab, you prepping and all this other stuff, you busy.
He booked and busy.
So, that's what I'm talking about, booked and busy. Miss Assistant, how are you?
So, we don't call you Miss B. Miss B. How about that?
We just don't call you B. Is that good? Can we call you B?
That's fine by me. I just work behind the scenes. I help out where I can. How are you, LSO?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm sorry that he, J-Mac is not available, but he has a claim tomorrow, so he's downstairs prepping. And he had some other orders for his other business. He's a very busy person, so we apologize for that. But I'm here. I'm representing for VE.
You're representing for VE. Ow.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell us a little bit about the business. Tell us about Virtuous Eatery.
Okay. So Virtuous Eatery was created during the pandemic. So this June 10th, actually, is the second year anniversary. Even though it was not a formal business, registered licensed business, we've always supplied meals to different family members. They would have functions. They would ask him to cook for them. They just enjoyed his food. And so during the pandemic, I don't know if most people know, but we're not located in New York, even though we do business in New York from time to time. With catering, you tend to travel. So during the pandemic, we started by helping neighbors of ours. The food was scarce. Some people, they couldn't get out because of ailments. Some people, they used to making reservations, honestly. A lot of people don't cook nowadays, definitely not home-cooked meals. If they do, it's something that's already prepackaged, pre-cooked. They just pop in the microwave or air fryer, and that's how they tend to live as far as eating-wise. And so we had quite a few elder people that's familiar with our food access. Oh, can you go to the store for us? Can you do this? Can you make that for us? Oh, my husband wanted this. My wife wanted that. And so he was like, how about we just start doing meal subscriptions? He was like, that would get people having healthy food, and they won't have to spend money on groceries. We'll go and fetch the groceries. We'll prepare the meals, and we'll deliver to them. So at first it was non-contact, door-to-door. Before COVID test came out, we used to, just try to be as responsible as possible to provide these meals to people that couldn't get out and get food for themselves, So that's how we started. The passion was always there. She grew up in a family where they gathered around food all the time. That's their love language. That you go to anyone in his family's home, you're going to eat. You're going to eat, and you're going to eat well. If they don't do nothing else, they eat. So that's pretty much in a nutshell how VE got started, and it just bloomed from there. We started after the pandemic opened up. We started getting requests for catering, because at that time everybody wanted to get back in touch with their family, so they would have barbecues, and they would have, some people was having weddings that their weddings got postponed. So we've done a multiple of different events. It's not too many events that he turned down. We've done a divorce party, as crazy as that may sound, but she wanted to celebrate.
Listen, divorce is first.
Yes. We was like, okay, it's no longer a meal subscription. Now it's a catering company. And he's very passionate on bringing quality food, making sure that people enjoy the food that he produces, making sure that they're full. He has a saying. He was like, no one ever has to tell me if my food is good or not. He was like, because if your mouth doesn't say it, your face definitely will. So that's his little slogan. He stands by that. And he's hard on himself. You know, he wants to make sure that everybody is satisfied. So this is the backstory behind DE.
Oh, okay. Well, I truly, truly enjoy that backstory. And I also enjoy the food because I am one of those who put in, you know, I'm one of those who put in a mail subscription, and come for Saturday, I did put in a subscription.
Yes.
And people are going to wonder how I get my food, how, you know, when we leave the pop-up, I have so much food. And that's because when I know that we're doing a pop-up from your menu, so by the time pop-up day gets here, you know, I don't have to spend any money because it's already paid for. And all I just come out with my bag, and then, you know, I get my subscription as well, and I'm good for a week. The last pop-up you did, I had food for like a week and a half. So I was good until 2 weeks later. Now this pop-up. So listen, if y'all don't know, y'all going to learn today. And also what about we, y'all are very versatile. Y'all cater to the needs of what your clientele is asking for. Because, yes, y'all are a catering company, but if your audience is calling for finger foods or, you know, little quick bites or whatever it is, you are able to switch and you still keep the same quality food.
We try
and
every
day. It's just phenomenal.
We try our very best. We're not, as I said, we're not brick and mortar in New York. We are a traveling catering company. So we've been to Portland. We've been to Florida. We've been to North Carolina, different place, Virginia, New York. We travel, Maryland. We travel all over to cater to people. Only thing they have to do is tell us their event. We try to make it happen. Even though we are not a brick and mortar, our presence in New York has been so big. Like, I thank God for the Entrepreneurs Network United, Entrepreneurs United Network, because between some of the vendors that we've met at different pop-ups, my supplier, I heard the lady before me, the supplier, my supplier is Goodio. He is my season supplier. I call myself his ambassador. I don't know if he would call me that, but I call myself his ambassador. I make sure that J. Matt, you know, when he cooks, he has those seasonings on hand because it makes a difference in the quality of our food. Everything is fresh. Everything is homemade. We're not boxing anything. We cook from scratch. So I try to make sure he has everything he needs. When we come to New York, a lot of times we have pre-orders or people's mail subscriptions to bring to us. Mail subscriptions for us are every 2 weeks. So at the last pop-up, one of the customers that was there visiting, they had asked me, how does your mail subscriptions work? So I told them, I said, today is Saturday. We would sit down with you. We would have a consultation, see what kind of foods that you like and you dislike, any allergies to any kinds of foods, celiac disease, gluten-free type of foods, no pork, with pork. It depends on the individual. Everything is geared towards that customer. And once we have a meal plan in place of things that they like, it's not necessarily for that week, but we give them options. If they say, oh, every Wednesday I want some type of lamb chop or I want some Mexican or I want some sushi, we'll make that happen. We do deliver in person, and we also ship. So your food is pretty much freeze-dried in the sense that it's dropped in a sub-zero freezer immediately after it's cooked and it cools down, because certain foods you can't just put when it's still hot like that. When we ship, it's packaged in a food-grade container. with insulation and ice and things of that nature. So when you get your food is still frozen and it's fresh, you know. So we try to cater as much as we can to people's likes and dislikes. If you start your food plan on Saturday with us, by Monday we're shipping it out. You'll have a food plan for 2 weeks, and in those 2 weeks, your next meal plan is coming for the next 2 weeks for that month. There are no contracts. We tell people you can stop and start when you would like to. Our meal plans start at $65, and it all depends on the type of food that you want. As people know, groceries have gone up, so our prices have had to go up, but we still keep it affordable for people so that they can have quality food. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's all up to the consumer, actually.
Okay, so what can we expect from, what foods can we expect on Saturday? Let everybody know what we can expect.
We've been tasked with finger food. Initially, we usually come out with soul food because while there are a lot of different nationalities in New York, one thing that was missing for the last 2 years was soul food. So we were doing that. J. Matt got tired. I always call him chef. He got tired of making the same food. So he started inquiring from different people that he knows that tend to pop up at the pop-up so that they can get his food. He started inquiring from his customers to see what they wanted. A lot of them said finger foods. Some said finger foods because of the Super Bowl the next day, and some just wanted something different. So him being him, he made sure, you know, he jotted some stuff down. So things that people said they wanted was the fries. A lot of people told him he can't take his mac and cheese off the menu. He has a tendency of doing fried macaroni and cheese bowls, but he said that that's a little bit too much to do. So he's just going to stick with the mac and cheese. The honey garlic wings are a must. We usually sell out of that and the macaroni and cheese within the first 2 hours. He has buffalo chicken empanadas that's on the menu. Now, if y'all ain't never had his buffalo chicken empanadas, child, you're missing something. We talking about full chicken breast shredded. Ain't no fake chicken up in there. You're going to get your bite worth, right? His Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, which is one of your favorites, LSL. You call us all the time. You have a cheesesteak and an egg roll.
Talking about the food. Oh, I may have
you have
to purchase a tray, you know, just so I can freeze some stuff because you playing my mouth. I'm over here drooling.
So sorry. You got so sorry.
Over here. Wow. Okay, so for how do you market your products and how do you keep people coming back to your products? What is your technique? What is your skill? What do you do? Or your
so
because
marketing
a lot of
strategy
times, your word sorry. I was gonna say your food precedes you. So before VE gets here, people already know. Well, some people already know. But for those who don't, how do you market to them? How do you make them, how do you embrace them into a VE experience?
It initially started word of mouth, which to me is the best advertising that you can get because usually people that advertise word of mouth, they've had your food already. They've dealt with you to know what kind of service you provide. We provide top-tier service. We also are on social media at VE on Instagram, Virtuous Eatery on Instagram, VE to Go on Instagram. On Facebook, we're Virtuous Eatery. We do flyers or notifications in newspapers in different states. That's pretty much it. A lot of people, a lot of our business can work the mouth. So I want to thank every customer who has ever purchased from Virtuous Eatery. You know, you guys have been the thing that has helped this business grow by purchasing from us, sharing the word about our food, sharing the word about our services. So, yeah, that's how we've grown. But LSL, I wasn't finished with J-Mac menu for Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Proceed.
I apologize.
Just make my
If I don't list what he got on here, child, that's a whole problem. So, of course, he has to bring he has to bring his fried salmon bites back. So the mac and cheese, the honey garlic greens, and the fried salmon bites are his signatures. And the Philly cheesesteak as well, because not too many people are doing it. And if they're doing it, they're not doing it VE way. So those things are on the menu. He also has Super Bowl platters for buffalo chicken empanadas, Philly cheesesteaks, honey garlic wings, jerk wings. They're dry. Thank you, Goodio. All the wings in his platters are dry wings. So you have jerk chicken, honey garlic. You have lemon pepper. You have, I'm trying to think what else he has on here. Jesus.
I'm trying to believe.
There's so many things that he has on there, but he has empanadas on there. He has jerk chicken empanadas, Philly cheesesteaks, buffalo chicken empanadas. The wings, I think, is buffalo ranch, if I'm not mistaken, honey garlic, lemon pepper, and jerk. And all the wings are dry, if I'm not mistaken. I might be forgetting something. And so the trays are $50. They're all on pre-order. So if you guys come to the pop-up and you're looking for it, if you didn't pre-order, it won't be there. The only orders we have are the orders of people already pre-ordered. And we've been doing pretty good with those. So we're coming with food already sold, which tends to be our normal when we come to New York.
Okay, so how can they get in touch with you? Wait a minute, but before I even say that, VE is also the CEO of JJNR 718, and JJNR actually now makes all of LSO paraphernalia. So
yeah.
LSO shirts, her I didn't get my pants yet, and there's some other items I'm working on, her glasses, her shot glasses, wine glasses, all of those things now comes from JJNR. So I stand behind VE and JJNR, so I'm clothed and I get to eat. Damn, I'm good. I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning. But it's not about me. It's about
y'all. Thank you for your business.
Thank you. I thank you as well. So how can they reach you? What platform
can
reach you? Their number. Let us know.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach JJNR at Instagram at JJNR718, or you can go through the website JJNR.us. So that would be www.JJNR.us. Virtuous Eatery, you can reach us at 302-213-3718, or on IG, it's Virtuous Eatery, or you can reach us at VE2Go. On IG, or you can reach us at Virtuous Eatery on Facebook, or you can come to our website, and it is virtuouseatery.com.
Okay, is there any other information you would like to leave with our listeners before we go to commercial break?
We would just like everybody to come out to the pop-up, experience something different, a new atmosphere, a new environment, get some good vibes going on, eat well, enjoy yourself. Just come out and support Black business. It's imperative. It's important. We always have a blast, and I thank you for this platform being able to share information about our businesses, LSO.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to put you on hold, ladies and gentlemen. Next up, we're going to have the masseuse. Yes, girl, y'all don't even know. But anyway,
we
have to play some music. Right back.
girl.
Into.
So damn cold.
Come on.
I keep falling.
Welcome back, everybody. Like I said, next up, we have Lauren from Simon Heath Therapy. And if you never had a massage from her, when I tell you, you are missing out. My. Lauren, how are you this evening? Ooh, wait a minute. Put the wrong one on. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm talking and I don't even have Lauren on and I'm just a talking. Lauren, where are you? This is Lauren.
Hi, you hear me?
Yes, hello. I hear you. I didn't put you on and I'm just a talking to you, having a whole conversation with you. And you're not even on.
Okay.
How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about yourself this evening.
Well, I am a massage therapist, obviously. I have been for, I want to say maybe 11, 12 years now. I've been doing it professionally. I'm experienced in various spas, wellness centers, chiropractic offices, physical therapy offices as well. And my specialty, I want to say it would be towards medical massage, which is it's like a targeted area that I like to focus on and just kind of help with the rehabbing of getting to the source of what's bothering you, of the pain, the discomfort, and to help relieve from it. And I do so using various techniques. I incorporate Swedish, deep tissue, some acupressure work. I also do cupping, and there's another modality called gua sha, which is like a scraping kind of a therapy as well. And each session, each massage therapy session, I like to customize it to whatever it is you need. And my hands, I like to listen to your body just to see what it's really saying and what I'm feeling when I put my hands on you. And I use that kind of like a guide, like a compass, to just kind of go from there. And currently I am working out of a Pilates studio, and it's also, we have a medical side as well, where physical therapy and chiropractor as well, based downtown Brooklyn. I also make jewelry. I sell beads on the side, and a little bit of everything.
Okay, well, I can attest to your hands. Her motto is catch these hands, and that is one of the greatest
much
ever, because you seriously catch those hands. Mm-hmm. When was it? In 2020. Yes, 2020. I had surgery. I had a torn rotator cuff, and I had surgery. And of course, you know, during those times, you weren't able to in. So my therapy was online, but I really wasn't getting what I needed from the therapy to get my full range of motion back. So for my birthday, I got a massage. I was like, look, are you open? What are you doing? And she was like, yes. And we went through the whole process during, you know, COVID of what you're supposed to do, spray down, lights, all this, glove up, mask, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that night when I came home, I was taking a shower and I was washing. And I didn't even realize that I was using my arm that I just had surgery on, and I was reaching behind my back, all the way up my back, and I just started crying in the shower. So as soon as I got out the shower, I immediately called him and was like, my arm, you fixed it, you fixed it. So when you mentioned, you know, medical, that is so true, because she truly gave me back my range of motion in my left. I not purposely did it, but I forgot to tell her that I had surgery on that arm. She was aware that I had surgery on my right arm, but I forgot to tell her that I had surgery on my left arm. But she needed all the knots out of all that scar tissue and whatever. Oh my gosh, listen, if y'all don't come for nothing else, but all the other vendors as well. Y'all like that, right? You need to get a massage. And she has a sign-up sheet as well. So y'all need to make sure. So with that said, is being a masseuse your passion? Are you excited about massage, touching people? How does that feel in this climate now with COVID going on? How does that work with you and for you?
Well, so since the pandemic happened, I stopped working. And for a brief moment, I was able to set up shop in my apartment, which that was for your birthday. And not long after, I found out I was pregnant, so I stopped working completely. I just started recently working again in December. So it's amazing. It's to be back at work and doing what I love, you know, and just putting my hands on bodies. I go to work and I'm happy. I am just smiling like, yes, I'm about to get in somebody and just do what I do best. Like I'm telling you, it's just, when you say it's a whole experience, like this is what it is, like massage therapy, it's not just physical touch, it's more than that, you know? We're also, I'm tapping into like the emotional side, the spiritual side, the mental side. I'm tapping into everything, you know, because everything that you're feeling physically, it manifests from the inside of you, and that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about, I'm stressed out, right? A thought, just a thought can stress you out. And from that stress, it goes into this whole cycle of cortisol being released, you know, the stress hormones. And then now the stress hormones, and it's causing you to not eat right, not sleep right. And if you're not sleeping right or eating right or you're too stressed out, eventually that all of that, it becomes physical. And then now you're feeling all these aches and pains. And, of course, you know, on top of everyday lifestyle, from work, from whatever else it is, any kind of injury, being active. So for me to be able to help people in the world relieve of discomfort, of pain, and just help them feel better, that right there just does it for me, you know, because we don't need any more pain in the world. We need more people to be in good mood, feel good, and smile. Right, right. So, you know, I like to say that I'm healing the world one massage at a time. It's what I do. And I'm just really excited for Saturday, and I'm really excited to put my hands on people. Like, come get this. Come catch these hands.
And ladies and gentlemen, she's going to have a space so you can have your privacy so that you can really enjoy your massage, and it'll be personal. You'll be behind a partition. So Yes, you can have your privacy. No, I don't want y'all back there getting totally naked. But, I mean, if
no, ain't nobody getting naked.
you know, because anything is liable with Lauren. Sure, oh, okay. Now let me pull out the oils. I can really get in. So,
yeah, you know, it really depends on what I'm feeling that day.
But, yeah, she's going to have a private space, so you don't have to worry about being out in the open and being near other people. Now, are you going to have – I know you have a – you put out a sheet. Are you going to have a pre-sign-up sheet, or you have to come and sign up the day of?
It would – I think it would be a better idea. I'll just have the sign-up sheet on the table the day of, so people can, whomever feel like they would like to get a massage that day, they can kind of feel out the area, and then they'll be able to sign up, if you know what I mean. Like, they can go and, like, patron other vendors if they want, and then come to me and sign up, or before, after, whichever. Because, you know, you can like sign up through me now, but then the day of, anything goes. We never know. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us how much are your services? And someone, I received a message that says, good tagline, touching the world one massage at a time. So that message just came in from me to give to you.
Thank you.
How much of your services, what are people expecting to spend? How would that, so they'll know what they're coming into?
I will be there with my chair. So it will be chair massage, and I'm doing it in 10-minute increments. So 10 minutes starting at $15, 20 minutes at $27, and 30 minutes at $40.
Okay.
Yes. The max I will go up to will be 30 minutes, yes.
Okay. So that's to give people – listen, ladies and gentlemen, because we had this issue. Because
if you want, you're going to have to book a real massage.
We had issues at the pop-up before where people were very, very mad because they didn't get the opportunity to get their services, and I got like a 45-minute massage during that time. He didn't have a cap on how long you can get a massage for. So I got a 45-minute massage, but I needed the massage. Message came in and says her hands are the truth. They are. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to put nobody's business out. I'm not going to say who it is, but there's this one client who loves their feet massage, and they happened to be mad because they were not able to get their feet massaged. So yes, she does massage feet as well. But listen, if don't come there not smelling right, don't come there playing basketball and thinking you're getting a massage
or hot
yoga, you'll be lights all down first. Oh, I'm sorry, I got emotional. Sorry. But, yes,
we take hygiene every person.
You never know. Somebody may win a 5-minute massage just to get a sample, and then you won't have to end up, you know, signing up. So, ladies and gentlemen, get there early. Put your name on the list.
Yes.
Even
yes,
if you
definitely.
Have to run
your
and go
spot.
Into something else, get your name on the list. Now, is there a grace period? When someone's name is on the list, is there a grace period? Because what if they, ran out to the store or something, or had to move the car? Do they get like a 5-minute grace period or something?
I would like to be fair to everyone because, you know, we're not there. We are, you know, we have like a certain amount of hours we're there. So if there happened to be somebody on the waiting list, right, you know, waiting in my presence, I don't want to make them wait too long, you know. I may have to skip them. I prefer not to, if you sign up for your spot, I just prefer not to have any clients wait.
Okay. Well, I totally agree. I'm getting messages in. People want their slot. So they trying to pre-order. They trying to lock down their slot through me. Listen, I'm sorry I can't help you, but I'll see what I can do because I'm trying to get my slot time in as well. So I'm trying to be the first person so that I can, be out and continue to be a host to everyone. And this time I tell you, I will not take up 45 minutes because the max you can get is a half an hour, but I can't do a half an hour. So I will be getting my services. I'll get a little tease for the moment. But then, I'll allow everyone else to get this, and I'll visit her at the shop. So give people the information of how they can get in contact with you to book a slot.
Yes. You can find me on Instagram under Sentience Therapy. And it's Sentience. It's not S like Saturday, E-N-T like Tom, I-E-N-C like Cat, E-Therapy.com. And it's also the same name, sentiencetherapy@gmail.com. Or if you would like to text me, my telephone number is 646-241-3546. But all my contact information will be located on my Instagram page.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, when y'all call her wanting a massage, ask for 2 hours. I'm telling you, it's well worth it. Because you're going to be mad when your hour is up. Because for my birthday, I had a 2-hour massage. And she was calling my name. And I'm like, what?
She was mad I woke her up. Like, what you mean?
I was real mad. And I was like, no, you just started. And 2 hours go by just that fast. So it's well worth getting a 2-hour massage. And actually, see if you can get a his and her massage, too. That's something, for people to think about. Valentine's Day is coming up. So that little, half an hour is only going to tease you and you're going to be upset. So book her before she's sold out and then, you won't have to wait a couple of weeks to get her. She's in high demand. So how often are you at work? Tell them your days that you're at work and your time.
I am there. So I am there every Thursday from 1 to 5, every Friday from 11 to 4, and I also work every other Sundays from 10 to 3. And, so if you're interested in booking a session with me at the studio, you can feel free to contact me, and we can speak about making an appointment.
Okay. Now, we want everyone to patronize our vendors at the cost of what they're charging. And what they're charging is well worth the services and the products that you are getting. But for vets, do you give a discount for veterans? Because veterans is like in a different category because they fought for us, so the least we can do is give them something back. Do you have anything for vets?
Honestly, it's a good question. I've ever gotten asked that before. I guess I can throw in an extra few minutes, like an extra 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, vets, come down. We want to make sure that y'all are taken care of as well, because we greatly appreciate, you fighting for the country. You over there fighting. You don't even know what you're fighting for. You just carrying out orders. And, we greatly appreciate it. So you never know what the vendors can do. And because this is our business, we have the opportunity to make our decisions with our products and our services. So, Lauren,
yeah,
I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And also,
thank you.
Just keep in mind, like, I know a lot of the vendors are going to want a time slot. So if by chance you can allocate something for the vendors there to get us in and get us out back to our tables, if you can give us a courtesy, we would greatly appreciate it. And the courtesy would have to be within maybe like 11 to 12 or 1, if you can do that for
I was,
the vendors.
You know, you read my mind. You read my mind. I was actually thinking I can do it at the beginning. I can definitely block off, let's say, 11 to 1:30, I will block that time slot off. So other vendors, if you would like, you're able to just, you know, get up in there.
Listen, vendors, listen, I was able to get y'all that time blocked off. So if you want your time,
yeah,
make sure y'all get there on time. A message came in that don't be stingy, LSO. But then the message come in perfect. See, I don't just go out for me. I go out for everyone. So, ladies and gentlemen, come and see us on Saturday. We're going to have Lorman there. Come catch those hands and let it work for you. If you have an ailment, please let her know beforehand so she can better assess what she needs to do for you. We don't want to be caught off guard and no nonsense and all that craziness. And then afterwards, then you can come back and finish shopping, because by then she gonna get you all right. Y'all going to want to spend your money.
You're going to spend money.
So, Lauren,
get off that chair like.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on Saturday. We have one more vendor to come up with. Of course, y'all know I have to play music. And then we'll be ready to close out and, you know, do what we do. But, Lauren, again, thank you so much. And don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Your dreams, even in darkness. there. We can make it anywhere.
Thank you. say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clowny, you should've joined the circus. You cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon, the way I got them slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got them speaking German. Please call a doctor, put them on the table. I think I just lost them, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and a scent. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body paint. Wow, wow.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Well, you know how it goes. The person I'm about to bring on now that's going to close us out, he was actually mentioned earlier, but now we get to hear it from him. Goodio, what good?
What up, what up, what up, LSO? Hello, everyone. Hello, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just a long day, but I'm good. First, thank you for having me on your platform. You know, my first time listening and being on it, so I appreciate being on your platform. VE, what up? How y'all doing? So I'm going to say that first. What's going on? How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay. Well, of course, you know, your name and your seasonings precede you. So now you can just close it all out and bring it all together with the why your name and seasonings precede you. A little bit about yourself.
Well, Brooklyn, New York. I don't know. It's like an interview. Well, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a traveler, I guess you could say. So how... I can't really say much. It's just like, I don't even know what to say. I just could talk about the product, though, how it that came about. That's my backstory. Well, basically, I'm from Brooklyn. How Brooklyn. Goodio,
Tell us how Goodio got started. Where did Goodio come from?
Goodio actually was by chance. It was not planned. It was just by freaking chance. How that started, I lived in Nebraska, you know that, for 3 years. Being out in Nebraska, we didn't have the kind of food that, you know, we like and eat. So I forced myself to learn how to make certain things. So I looked up some seasoning, how to make this particular rub. So when I kept doing it, and then I changed it up a little bit, then it was cool. I gave it to some couple of people to try it out. One was a restaurant owner, Nigerian restaurant owner in Brooklyn. Gave it to them, my aunt, my boy, and some other people, and I got good responses. So that was surprising. Then when I went back to Nebraska, I gave it to somebody else, and it was a white kid. He said, do you have any more of that seasoning? I will buy some from you. And that's what started it.
Wow. So this started did it start in during the pandemic or before that or after?
About the same time, just a little bit of the pandemic. But when I was in Nebraska, it didn't affect us until like 2021. It really didn't affect us really that much until later on. So things were still open while everybody else was closed. Things were still open. Then they start closing, but they opened back up. But in that interview, so I guess around the pandemic time, just around that time, but it wasn't affected. But what really happened was I had to go all the way 60 miles away to Omaha to get to a Jamaican restaurant to get something and get the jerk season. And I kept running out every 2 weeks. I was like, I can't keep doing that. But I had to force myself to learn how to do it.
Wow.
And that's what you're talking about.
Okay, so what type of seasonings do you have, and what are the seasonings for? What foods would you pair those seasonings with?
Well, actually, I have about 10 different flavors. First Tango is the first one. Tango, most of them are all, everything is just a dry rub. Everything's a dry rub, so you could use it on meats. Some of them are light, like my lemon twist, citrus mambo. You could use that on a salad, on chicken or seafood, light flight food. Then I have other heavier stuff, like the good stuff you know about, Tango. Then I have his cousin also, Tango. Then I have his cousin called Let's Dance. That's a hot one. So anybody that likes the hot things.
Was that the one that burned the lips?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. You feel like a hot cup of coffee. Actually, Jay.
I don't want to dance. I stay with Tango. That's my favorite. I use Tango on everything. And I was fortunate enough to, just as I was running out, you came up for a pop-up 2 weeks ago. So I was able to re-up on my Tango. So I think this time I want to re-up again to make sure I have a good amount. So when
because
I use, no matter what I make, I put Tango in it.
That's
and as you've heard, VE, we're going to say VE is the ambassador because that's the seasoning that they use in their cooking. So that's a good pair right there. Very, very good pair. So would you say this now has turned into a passion, or is it a hobby? Is it your business? What exactly is Goodio?
Goodio is going to be a brand. I'm just starting off small right now. So this is just like by myself, working on the product, working on paperwork, LLC and everything, doing all the right paperwork, getting all that in order to put Goodio eventually, maybe in a couple of years, to get it in a store, Whole Foods or something like that. I already start looking at, I did a little side thing with Walmart with the, what is that, Marketplace, but that's just not something I'm on for that level. And then if I do, it's not Walmart, but then I get in good reviews, so I want to get it somewhere like Whole Foods, because my stuff is natural, okay? It's not like the other stuff, the thin, powdery stuff. My stuff is natural. Once you open it, you smell it, and it's everything is natural. You know, I have,
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to just talk about the products, like give you certain examples of what was natural, like my lemon twist. You know, it has lemon zest. I make my own lemon zest. My citrus mambo, it has orange zest. I make my own orange zest. I have also another blend that nowhere else, I'm just going to say it real quick, Sundance, that has ginger, garlic, onion, pineapple.
Okay. Don't give it all out. Don't tell them everything. They want to know if they're going to get it.
They'll get it.
You can't give them all the jewels. So that particular one that you was getting ready to give all of everything about to, what would you use that on? What would you use that on?
Like a chicken breast, a seafood, something light. Light poultry, no red meats, nothing red meat.
Okay.
I'm going to use it like that. I'll probably use it in a pasta, like if you was making like a rasta pasta, something like that, something like a wet pasta, something like that. I'm good with that.
Okay. So what would be a good seasoning to use for vegetables?
Vegetables. Now, it depends on how you like your vegetables. Do you like your vegetables kind of tangy, like a little spicy? Because I have something like Creole sole, good with your vegetables, and definitely also citrus mambo and lemon twist.
Okay. So I may have to branch out just being a Tango fan. I did get samples of the other ones, but I was tangling. I was tingling. So what do you plan for by the end of 2023? What are your plans for Goodio?
Right now, I want to do like a little tour, go to different spots. I already start looking at North Carolina, Virginia, go to those pop-up shops farmers markets to try to just get locally anywhere and just build from there. Because first, you have to build the name. You just can't put it in the store. People have to know who you are. Staying in one area is cool, but if I could move around, I know other people, other places, they like it. So that type of thing. Just move around and try to see if I could get a buzz. I do a little thing on social media. I actually just started my, TikTok. So.
Right. Okay, well, when you were saying that you wanted to do a tour,
mm-hmm.
I have two places I'm going to refer you to. And because you're in Florida, one place is in Miami. I don't know exactly where it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you in contact with somebody there, and you can see how that works at the restaurant. And then, of course, someone in Atlanta who has a restaurant as well. I'm gonna do that as well, and I'll do that tonight. And if I don't get to it tonight, be sure to remind me that I need to do that by tomorrow. And right after the pop-ups, you're gonna have some more works. So, you know, and this is what we do. And this is one of the things that I enjoy about doing the pop-ups, because it's not just about we want people to come, we want people to buy our products. We're all invested in our products, and we stand behind our products, and we also network. Because what good am I to you if I have something that can expand your brand and open up your market and vice versa? And this is what we do, and this is another thing about the Entrepreneurs United Network. These are things that we do with entrepreneurs come together, we brainstorm, we refer people to where, you know, they're needed, their services are needed. So, ladies and gentlemen, please be sure to come out on Saturday. Goodio will be there. He will have his products, and buy him out. We want him to go back home with just his luggage, and his luggage is just for his clothes. We don't want him to take any seasonings back home. And Valentine's Day is coming up. Give somebody seasoning. You never know, especially people who love to cook. Give them a seasoning. Will you have packages where samples where people can actually, like, sample certain packages or no?
I do have where you could sample, smell and sample some. So I have some set to the side in little containers.
Okay, now are your samples edible inside of being on a food?
Are they edible to be, excuse me?
Is your samples edible? Like, say, for instance, somebody... Can they actually taste your seasoning?
It's very natural, the ingredients are not thin, so you can taste it, you actually smell it. So I have given it to some people, and they didn't taste it and they liked it. That's how JR burned his tongue.
Okay, well, tell everybody how they can order your products before you get here on Saturday, because they may need to cook. They need to start prepping and cooking so they know what they're going to have ready for Valentine's Day. Tell them how they can reach you.
Okay, you can get in contact with me at mygoodio.com. It's spelled MYGOODIE. goodioinc.com. You can reach me also at goodioinc on Instagram. And you can also catch me on...
Oh,
huh?
I'm sorry. Did you forget the O in my goodio? Is it my goodie or my goodio? .com.
My goodie O. Did I miss the O? Oh, yeah, I think I missed the O. It's my goodie
O.com. O-D-I-E-O.com. Because we want to make sure we give them the right information so they're not getting nobody else but you. Okay, proceed.
Yes, and then you can find me on Goodio INC on Instagram. Just you could DM me there. And.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. A message came in that said, what up? So thank you so much for coming on. And I know it's past your bedtime because you got to get up very, very early to go to work. So greatly appreciate you coming on, enlightening people in reference to your products. And safe travels up here. And we will see you on Saturday with your seasonings. Mm-hmm. And we're going to taste your seasonings in Virtuous Eatery Food. So. Combo right there, so you can ask Virtuous Eatery what seasoning did you use for this particular finger food, and they'll tell you. Then you can go right on over to Goodio and bam, get your seasoning. So there you have it. Goodio, thank you so much for being on. You have a great night, and we will see you on Saturday.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We had on some of the vendors. Now, there's plenty more, but, of course, everyone's schedule is tied up. But on Saturday, when you come out, you will get the opportunity to see and meet those that were on tonight. So, of course, y'all know we have to give some shout-outs for celebrations and all that good stuff. So we want to say happy birthday to Mike B, Lisa G, Jeff M, Monet Landon, Toya, and we want to say happy 4th Publishversary to Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty. That is LSO 3rd book. Today is the birth of that book. And this particular book is very, very special. One, because it's all short stories, so it took me out of my element of poetry into short stories. So that's one. And two, this was fully published by LSO from beginning to end, and it's published under Treats and Things LLC. So that's another spectacular thing that I have going on for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, since I've been doing the show, the opening is a guy that was very dear to me, and I call him my brother. So the opening, when the show comes on, that voice that you hear, I will no longer hear that voice in person anymore, because right before I got on the show, literally, as I was opening up the show, as he was finished talking and I was opening up the show, I received a message that he passed away. So as soon as I get off from the show tonight, I have to call to find out what's going on. So I ask that you send the Brown family energy, prayers, and all that good stuff. And so we will continue to hear his voice each and every Monday as the show open up. What else? Oh, also, LSO Newer's book dropped the end of October, and it's an inspirational book. It's called Looking into the Mirror, Introducing Self Meet Me. I will have this book available, and with the book, a package is going to come because it's an inspirational book. The package is going to come with a corkboard, thumbtacks, paper, to put on your corkboard, a mirror, a pen, and a little notebook, because you have work to do with this particular book. It hasn't been priced yet, but you're getting a nice big something with that. So that's also something good that you can give away as a gift to someone and or keep for yourself. And those who may already have the book, let me know if you're interested in all the other items that come in the package. Please let me know beforehand so that I can create it and I can price it for you without the book so that you can have everything that comes with it. And that package is limited. It's only going to be 10. It's only going to be 10 of them. So for those who already have the book and want all the other items such as the mirror, corkboard, paper, clips, the pen, the pen says I'm with LSO, hashtag I am, hashtag I will, hashtag I can, and it writes very smoothly. And it also comes with an inspirational notebook as well, so please let me know beforehand. The reason for tonight's show was to introduce you to some of the vendors for the LSO Presents Entrepreneurs Unite pop-up shop. And tonight you heard from some of the vendors, and these are going to be the vendors that's going to be there. We're going to be at Creative Overflow, 1580 Pickin Avenue, and that's in Brooklyn. It's like at the tail end of Pickin Avenue, between, I think, Amboy and Saratoga, maybe. But I know Amboy is one of the core streets. And that's on this Saturday coming up, February 11th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. When I tell you it's an experience, it is a total experience. So if you've never been to one of the Entrepreneurs Unite pop-up shops, the network, if you've never been, now's the time you may want to come, because you can get to experience what goes on. Like you heard from some of the vendors, you're going to eat, you're going to drink, you're going to dance, you're going to party, you're going to meet some of the other vendors, you're going to catch these hands, you're going to get some seasonings, and you're just going to have a good time. If you have nothing else to do, you can come out and spend the day with us. We would, you know, really enjoy you coming out. I'm trying to get all the other information for the other vendors. And of course, I was supposed to have had that ready, and I almost did, you know, like I said, almost had all of the other information ready for the vendors, but give me two shakes. But in the interim, I want each of you to come out on Saturday. Okay, is this it right here? Here it is, right? Oh, no. Okay, well, you're just going to have to go on my social media and get the information for all the other vendors. But I can tell you their names. I just don't have their IDs. We have A&I. They sell accessories. We have D&D, which is daddy and daughter. They have teas. So all different flavored teas. We have Majestic Jewel Love. Is it Love? Yes. She sells paparazzi jewelry. We have BK Vintage. We don't know what's going to be on her table. We know there's going to be shirts and other surprises going to be on her table. We have Goodio, of course. You know he was on. He's going to come and bring us some seasonings. We have Opinion-ish. She's serving the drinks. That's adult drinks with the liqueur in it. We heard from Love Wings tonight. She's going to have from spa products to toys to whips to just go by her table and you get your own surprise. We're going to have Stacia Sweet Kitchen there. She's going to bring us all desserts. She's going to have three new items. Just to bring out for this pop-up. We're going to have C&T's. I always say it wrong, Lauren. I'm so sorry. Therapy. But that's where you're going to go and catch those hands. So that's all you need to know. Where do you go to catch the hands? That's where you go, right there. And then, of course, We have VE in the blue building coming with all the food. Y'all better order your food now, just like how I'm doing, so that you can have your food readily available. And last but not least, LSO is going to be in the building with her books. She's going to have also pre-made baskets. So if you're interested in a basket, please let her know, because she's going to have the baskets as well. And beginning February, so this month, we're going to have a new panel called the WAP. Yes, I said it, the WAP, which is the all-women's panel. And we're going to have our barber, our beauty, because the men have their barbershop talk, so we're going to have our beauty shop talk. So don't forget to tell us when your birthday or when you're celebrating something. And Bad Al, you know, you can be mentioned on tonight's show. D. Smith, we missed you, but that's okay. We know you have other things to do. Remember, we will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone 646-478-5209. And if you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336. I know, y'all. I'm trying to get it out to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of T.O. the chairman, with his vision and promise to support your local come out. So if you want your music played, like tonight we played some music, go to Lawless Radio and upload your music. If you can't make it out, you can order LSO merchandise at treats, the letter N, things, so.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. Again, I thank each and every one of you tonight for tuning in and being a part of hearing what our vendors have to serve up for you on Saturday. So please come out to Creative Overflow, and that's 1580 Pickens Avenue. Until then, yours in sweetness, LSO. My hashtag is hashtag I am LSO, hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I am, hashtag my LSO journey. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night.